Good morning and many blessings from your friendly neighborhood witch, wherever you guys may be listening to it, and whatever time that you might possibly actually listening to this. It might be the day, it might be night. As you guys know, this is Reiku, and this is my weekend detox. Sorry that I haven't been around, guys. It's been a rough couple of months. Ironically enough, that I was going to have an episode planned out, and then Roe versus Wade got overturned. And as a woman, I kind of got into this state of paranoia and fear of what could possibly happen. And I was going through some own personal things in my life that kind of made me make some changes in how I handled things and how I did some things. Ironically enough, I was able to push through some ideas as well, for some podcast episodes, for some ideas, but I haven't just put them out into the air because I did want to bring my uncle on full time. So more or less, this was kind of an update and to kind of address some stuff and some political ideas, because guys, I try to keep my head out of political stress, and I'm always a huge person on believing on practicing what you preach. I don't want to be hypocritical, especially since I always tell you guys that it's okay to not be okay, and self-love is the best love, and self-care is the best care. And it would have been a disservice to me to do any episodes while my head wasn't in the most optimal position to give advice or to even speak upon the subject, especially when it comes to Roe versus Wade. For a lot of people who are not aware that it is a huge thing, for those who basically don't, watch the news, keep up political stuff, Roe versus Wade is a huge thing where basically they're taking away women's rights over their bodies. And slowly but surely, they are also trying to fight to eliminate or reverse back, gay marriages, or AKA same-sex marriage, as well as basically interracial marriage, for those who want to date outside their race. They're trying slowly but surely in a lot of states to take away rights from women as well as from African Americans as well, where they're basically trying to put us back in a state of segregation. There's a lot of rules that are trying to get overturned, and a lot of people are just really looking at the Roe versus Wade, but not looking at all the other rules that are getting turned around. And again, like I said, I just typically try to stay away from political stuff, but as a person who is pansexual, pan-romantic, and somebody who is demisexual, I've also dated outside my race on multiple occasions throughout my life. I've dated somebody, my very first real boyfriend, if you guys remember, he was on one of the episodes before, Kyle. He is white. And the thing is, it's like I still have a lot of love for him. And you never know, my life partner might actually be white. So it's just one of those things where, like, you're taking away the opportunity of ever me finding happiness with the person I'm destined to be happy with. Where in some states, they still frown upon it, in some states that we still go through it. But you guys know that we try to not shy away from certain topics when it comes down to this show. But we do want to talk about mental health, and we want to focus on, making sure that we stay grounded and we recognize self-love and needing self-care and things of that nature. So this episode really doesn't have any direct subject that we're going to be hitting on. It's just more or less to kind of keep you guys up to date on what's going on and what's been going on and why I have kind of been taking my time away from focusing on this. I did not stop focusing on other projects. It's just been kind of hard to want to get on the mic and talk to you guys on a political standpoint when a lot of stuff is going down the drain, or talk to you about mental health when a lot of stuff is like draining on me as a woman, African American woman in America. And on top of everything else, with a lot of the traveling going up, for those who don't know, my full-time job is I do catch flights, not fillings. And if you have to figure that out, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna dive that into that a little bit more. I do catch flights and fill-ins, unfortunately. but I travel a lot for my main job, and then trying to keep up with this and the time frame of putting it up on a Friday, it's been kind of hard, especially since, it's been a little crazy when it comes to days I have available. But it is one of those things where I want to go ahead and at least give you guys kind of a heads up of what direction I want to be taking in the next couple of episodes. So again, this is just a update episode just to kind of give you guys a little bit of feedback of what I have planned. So it's not like I've completely abandoned my podcast. It's not like I've completely forgot about it. It's not like I haven't completely thought about it. Because even on my time off, I've been coming up with episodes. For Father's Day, I wanted to do, and I'm still gonna do, it's just not gonna be for Father's Day now, an episode with my uncle where we will talk about men today and dating, single fatherhood, joint custody. How has that been for him? I've also asked a couple of my full-time single fathers, how do they feel about being in a relationship and trying to bring their children around, and how do they feel about dating? I've also did interview my father when it comes down to bringing in blended households, so somebody with a prior relationship and a child from a prior relationship into a new relationship as well. And then I could tell you guys my experience as a woman dating, not having children of my own that are living, and my experience dating my ex. Yeah, I know you guys are tired of hearing about that, but he did have children, and it was one of those situations where you guys remember when I said, if I'm at that point in my life, if I start dating someone, it's going to be somebody with kids. I could talk about the experience that I've had about meeting their children, at a what I thought was not a very appropriate time, and how you have to kind of time that out, and when is the appropriate time of meeting someone's kids, especially when it comes down to that. So the next episode for Father's, well, that was supposed to be for Father's Day, is going to be more or less talking about dating with children, and also are you typically the man that you want your child to date, whether your child is a girl dating a guy or vice a son dating another guy. It's just one of those things that we wanted to dive into because you want to be what your children want to date. So we're not going to just focus on men. We will also talk about ourselves. I personally feel as though that if I had a son or a daughter, I would want them to date somebody like me, with the mindset that I have, when it comes down to dating, when it comes down to situations, and I want to make sure that they have that those values that I have, which is a little bit of old school with traditional. It's kind of hard to blend the two, but it's something that is, if it's done right, it could be done right. So we're going to be talking about that in the episode. I've also talked about, if you guys are not aware, that I have talked about possibly doing a solo pregnancy on my social media, because I'm at that point where I, with my endometriosis, because I have talked about my condition before, that I have considered at this point getting a full hysterectomy by the time I'm 35 years old. And I'm planning on possibly doing a solo pregnancy between now and then, before I give the full hysterectomy if the pain continues to get progressively worse. And I ran across the idea talking to one of my friends saying, hey, because I'm not really dating no one, what about the idea of going on one of these dating apps and finding a potential donor? Like, I don't want to date you. I just want to have a child. That way I don't have to pay with all the other costs that comes with, getting sperm, because you gotta have to pay for that if you guys are not aware. But going to a sperm bank and having to select somebody, and you can just kind of go directly to the source. And so I was asking some of my guy friends, like, hey, would you be willing to donate sperm to any of your female friends if they ask, just by saying, hey, I want a kid, but I don't really necessarily need you to be a part of the child's life. So I did ask that question to a couple of my guys, including my uncle. And he's like, I have a subject on that, so that might be an episode as well. Because I'm still, it's still a goal of mine to have a solo pregnancy. I mean, don't get me wrong, if I can find a partner before then, that would be great, fantastic. But idealistically, that is still one of my goals. That is not going to stop. That was my goal before my ex. And that is still my goal. Like, it's been my goal for several years now. I can also dive into what made me consider doing the solo pregnancy in that episode as well. And then there is an episode that I want to do pertaining to us diving into this new world order, basically with the pandemic and COVID and now monkeypox, and how is that making a lot of people feel? It's making a lot of us become paranoid, because we're living in this world where now a lot of people are becoming a lot more paranoid, and we're expected to go back into society and be okay. And a lot of us who were already introverts are becoming even more reclusive, where we're just kind of like not wanting to leave our house. Unfortunately, my job requires me to leave a lot. So how does that have the effect on me, and everything else like that? So it's been kind of hard when it comes down to it, and it's making it hard to want to date in this industry. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still for dating and everything else like that. So try not to think too much into it. And that was going to be, well, that's still going to be an episode. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta keep saying it's that was, but it is going to be an episode because these are things that are in the making and what we're going to do. And then we're going to talk about, well, I'm going to talk about it by myself. It's just going to be a solo episode for me on this one. But this episode is, do we have like a comfort or a go-to when it comes to our down moments? And are we sitting here and just kind of a mental health check in for those? That probably might be the next episode, and the first episode coming back is just kind of a mental health check, checking in on you guys, kind of like, okay, are you guys good? What are you guys doing to do better? What are you guys doing to feel better? Are you guys, curling up and watching one of your comfort shows? Because I know me, don't judge me, but I typically have a go-to video game to play, and I have a go-to show. When I'm really down, there's this old show from the early 90s. I think it was early 90s, don't quote me. But it's called The Critic. And if you are a 90s baby like me, there was a show that competed with, The Simpsons for a good minute, with this guy who was basically criticizing, he was criticizing basically movies, and he on his show, he would be like little spoofs and stuff. And the reason why I'm still kind of like big on it is because it was one of the shows that I remember watching with my dad, and it just kind of remember it kind of gives me like this feeling of nostalgia. Plus, old school WWE, because he really wanted a son, and then my brother came, and that changed. But ultimately, The Critic is like my go-to. Like, I have it on my laptop, and I have it on like devices that I can randomly watch whenever I'm just feeling really, really down. And I watch it like once every 2 months. It's really weird, don't judge me. I also have like episodes of certain shows that I like to like dive back into. But I also have, for my mom, like when I'm missing my mom, I have a teddy bear, ironically, that I got from my period. Like my very first cycle, my mom was like, "Here you go, you're a woman now," and she gave me a teddy bear, and I still have her, and her name is Despair. Anybody who knows me knows about this damn bear. They're like, "Damn, you still have it?" I'm like, "Yep, still have it since I was 9 years old, and I'm in my 30s now." And the bear looks like she's brand new because I've taken care of all my stuffed animals. But it's just one of those things. But it would just be kind of like a mental health check-in for those people, and just kind of checking to make sure you guys are good, and just kind of go from there. But there will be some slight changes when it comes down to Recus, Sunday detox, weekend detox. I'm sorry, I gotta remember that we did change the name for the season, and we're gonna keep it that way because we do film it on a Friday, and it just happens to post on Sunday for all the other social media platforms. So when it comes down to it, there is going to be some changes. I am going to essentially kind of semi have a co-host on certain episodes, or most of the episodes. I am still going to be taking in for people to come in and do their thing. and be like, hey, this is an episode I really think you'd be good on, politically. Let's talk about it. Let's go. So that is going to be something that's going to be a change when it comes to the weekend detox, is that there will be not a full-time co-host, but a part-time co-host, and we'll be starting to make more episodes again. We'll also be at the point where I will probably do more audio, which is be whatever be more convenient based off of my schedule coming up. So it might be more audio versus actual video. Unfortunately, guys, it's just based off of what I can do, when I can do it, how I can do it. We might not always have live episodes only because of my schedule and trying to get things linked up and do things the way that I need to. And depends on what location I'm at, I may not be able to record and have you guys live. And I'm so sorry about that. But I always want to be very transparent with you guys. But my full-time job is going to be more important, and it's just how I pay for this podcast and the equipment for it. I am planning to build a Patreon for this particular podcast, so that's going to be there. It is going to have a mixture of a lot of other stuff, including my book release, because my book is at that point where we're at the final stages of editing, and I'm so freaking happy. Excuse my language again. And well, then again, you guys know I don't have no censor. Where this book is going to finally get out. I don't know exactly the date. I can't give you guys a date. Unfortunately, you're just going to have to keep up with my social medias at this point. I got so antsy on waiting on my book to finish e get editing that me and a friend did a virtual open mic, which we're going to start doing that once a month as well. And the virtual open mic is it's an audio thing. Nobody has to show their face, and you guys know I have stage fright. I just only don't have a problem here at the podcast because I've been doing it for since 2019. Sheesh. And then we'll kind of keep up with there. With the Patreon, though, it's going to be a little bit different. The Patreon will give you access to exclusive stuff. Potentially, I may put something up there with you get a signed autographed poetry book. You may get updates before everyone else do, as well as you might have a free subscription or a free month subscription to my Twitch when I play video games, because I still game from time to time. You may get a signed one of my old modeling pay like you know pictures signed and printed and mailed to you with a personal letter, or possibly with a book copy. I'm working out the ideas for the Patreon. I have a couple things that I might possibly do that we might have there. I know that one of my friends is trying to get it to be in not safe work after dark tier as well. But honestly, I am probably going to nix that part of my life because of my job. I like my job way too much, and some of y'all are company snitches and don't like to see people be successful. I prefer to keep my career because I like it. But I also love my podcast, and I love that, and I don't want to ruin the reputation, especially if with me going to school to be a psychiatrist to make this more an official, me giving advice and helping people out with their mental health, I had to eliminate certain parts because people won't take it serious. I really want you guys to take it serious and understand that I take it serious. I'm here for this. Like when I tell people I create a safe space, I'm not saying it just to talk out of my ass. I literally am creating a safe space for people. Even with the open mic that we did, we created a safe space for poets and writers who have never showcased their work to network with other writers and poets and give them an opportunity to showcase it because they haven't had a real platform to do so. So when I say I create safe spaces, I mean that because I wanted a safe space in a lot of things that I did. My poetry got my ass whooped a lot because my mom thought it was real stuff that was going on, my diary entries and stuff like that. So it was just one of those things where that's why I created these safe spaces for you to be able to be yourself, speak your mind about your mental health, and even, just seek out others that are exactly like you trying to figure it out. And somebody may have the resources that another person may not have. The reason for this podcast is for it to shed light on, different things that are in the world. So, That's one of those things that I keep up with. Another thing that I also want to probably do is I do want to have an episode on kinks. I am going to bring Zeb on. If you guys remember from season one and two of the podcast, Zeb was here about a lot of the poly relationships. But I am going to bring him on for a couple episodes involving the poly slash kink community coming in together. And I might just dive into an episode about my dating life since, my divorce and my dating life since, my last breakup since my divorce, It's just little things that we can just do that will be a little bit more there. But with the Patreon, it is going to be a little bit more exclusive. All the funds for the Patreon is going to fuel for the podcast itself. It's not going to go towards anything but the podcast, despite it having something to do with my poetry and everything else. It is mainly just to fund that because it's getting expensive for me to come out of pocket, and I know a lot of people would like to support it and be there and support other than just share it on social media. This will give you an opportunity to get a little bit more, for me to get more people to come on here, and build this to be a bigger, safe space for a lot of other people than just, me talking. And then I can be able to, possibly get this off the ground a little bit more. And that's a big goal for me. So this episode really is just an update episode to kind of give you guys a heads up, like, hey, this is what we're doing. I didn't want it to be less than 25 minutes. It might be a little less. I might try to figure out something else, but for the most part, I do have other episodes coming. I have about five. I only talked about two of them. But I'm coming up with more. I do have a virtual open mic that will come up every month. You do need to be following my Twitter, or my Instagram to be doing so. That's model underscore lady Reiku, for my Instagram. For my Twitter is B underscore Reiko, for Twitter. Don't mind that sometimes my Twitter is BS posts as well. You just kind of have to ex understand that I am horrible at managing my social medias. It is just me again. I literally will see something and share it, and if I have too many pages, I might mess up and like post it on multiple things. I might create one just for the podcast. We'll see how I'm feeling tomorrow. Possibly also with the Patreon will be more of an in-depth of get to know the host thing when it comes down to the Patreon, but we're gonna get some stuff together. Don't worry about it. With Twitch, I'm still doing that when I can. You just have to follow Twitch on there. That is Lady Reiku, and that would be with an E instead a three instead of an E on Twitch. For the most part, I do try to keep it linked in somewhere so you guys can be able to see it. But this is just, like I said, an update episode. I hope to see you guys on future episodes. Just kind of keep up with Twitter. If I have an episode coming, I will let you guys know. Twitter will probably be the first one to know about a new episode, compared to all the other ones. You can also follow up with past episodes on Podbean as well as Spotify. That it would be Reiku's week Sunday Detox on Spotify and Podbean, and Reiku's Weekend Detox on YouTube, for the video ones if you guys would like to see video versus seeing audio. Like I said, this one is just an audio update. I appreciate you guys tuning in for this episode or this update episode, and you guys kind of know the motto. It's okay to not be okay. Self-love is the best love, and I hope that you guys do well out there. Also, we might have a sponsor. This is just one of my friends who been there for me, and she makes really cool jewelry. If you've ever seen some of my pieces that I've had in some recent work, she also does like tarot card readings. Her Instagram handle is, give me a second. Oh, Stella, where's your stuff at? I am horrible at keeping up with that. That dot witch dot Stella is her regular page. She does a lot of stuff on tarot card reading. She makes a lot of gemstones and stuff like that. She also helps out with spells and things of that nature. She also does a lot of stuff for her other page, which I think it's Stone Dragon, but don't quote me on that right now because I can't find her page, her other page. It's like crazy. Yeah, the Stone Dragon creation. Jesus, I don't know why in the world I couldn't find that for like 2 minutes of my life. Sorry, Stone Dragon Crafts. Don't quote me. But yeah, she makes candles, she does spells, she helps with tarot card readings, and she also does runes as well as pendulums. If you have any questions, she's actually very pretty accurate. I trust her other than my own readings. She's kind of the person I go to be like, hey, so I did a reading. I didn't like how it came out because my cards are shit. Can you do a reading for me? And she confirms or denies whether or not my reading was good, because I do tarot card readings from time to time, and I also sell bath salts during the holidays, spell bath salts. But just remember, guys, support your friends. That's the best thing to do. Right now, I do want to go ahead and let you guys know I care about you guys. I appreciate you guys for still being here. Have a safe and wonderful week, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Have a beautiful day. Just remember these moments are temporary, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Just keep a lookout and be notified.